Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
They're not just believing, but now they're starting to understand that, man, if this thing's close in the fourth quarter, then someone's going to step up and make a play for us. And we had a number of guys here in this fourth quarter that did that. I think these wins sometimes can go more a longer way for your program than those blowouts do. So it was good to see.
That was Ben Johnson talking about their win, the Bears' win over the Commanders, 25-24. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And before we go to the calls, I would like to say that we were complimenting Tyreek Stevenson having a great game yesterday. So I figured we would bring that to the airwaves. When people tried to throw his way, it was met with not a lot of action.
Tyreek Stevenson looked like a man who was on a mission, and rightfully so. That place, probably a house of horrors no longer, because they walked away with a dub.
I didn't even see the man for half the game. Every ball was Yeah, that's right. Going in the general direction, justifiably so, to Nashon Wright, who was running a little bit hot and cold on this night.
But even Steven redeemed himself.
Even Steven, man. Yeah, he did. Exactly what I wanted him to do. Just keep doing what you've been doing the last couple of games. This doesn't have to be a story. We don't even have to talk about Tyreek Stevenson.
No, we absolutely should give him his flowers.
Of course you give him his flowers, but we don't have to talk in like about last year. Now we could just leave it all alone. He had a good game, and he's had three straight good games now.
And there it is. We just called our own show. So now we give the phones to you. 312-644-6767. Other people called first, but I'm a jerk and I play favorites sometimes. And you know what that means. Frank and Oak Park. Let's go.
Well, Layla has a favorite.
Guys, great game last night. I'm going to look at a couple of key data points and then a personal emotional impact for me in beating the Commanders. On offense, you plugged in a new left tackle on the road at a very noisy stadium, and it didn't end up with your QB getting knocked out of the game. Not only that, but you had a great day running the ball with 145 on the ground and 381 total. You put up 25 points, and you didn't turn the ball over once. On defense, you held the Commanders to 329 yards. That's 16 under their average. And he got three takeaways. And forgive me, I think they're trimming hedges outside, so you might get a little background noise. The Bears got Edwards and Gordon back from injury, and the better performance was clear. You get some help, and then Washington was down two starting wideouts. And I think from the talk, they were experimenting with at least one of their OT slots. But nevertheless, worked out well. On the emotional side, the Bears did the city a great service by blowing up a narrative. Now we won't suffer under another year of replays of that last-minute bomb loss with the different soundtracks and different slow-motion angles. For the next year, if sports shows want to talk Bears Commanders, they can show zoom-in slow-motion shots of Washington defenders missing tackles. Won't that be nice?
Amen. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for your call.
Frank got me to a 7.
He did? Frank? Yeah. Frank got you to a 7?
Nice job, Frank. Like, laying out those numbers and doing it on the road against the Commanders and the hostile environment. And
you mean the
weather.
Same thing we told you?
Well, it just needed... I needed more. I needed constant...
Sometimes you need another voice.
Another voice, exactly.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Let's get another voice. Steve is on the road. Steve, you're on with Rahimi Harrison Grody.
Hey, guys. Love the show. One quick observation, one question. We are on the road, and on the road in years past, or at home in years past, we get a lead, and we give up that lead, and it felt like the team just didn't have the heart to come back. Call it the Ben Johnson effect or good coaching or whatever you want. This team has some fight in it now, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, I think that's great, yeah.
Question I have is, I know it's a small snapshot of Caleb Williams, but I mean, Troy Aikman said last night, I've seen a lot of mailbox arms go up in his small snapshot of a career. Is he not recognizing these deep routes quickly enough, or is he just too conservative to take the shot downfield and just dropping it off to a sure thing? And I'll hang up and listen to your answer, guys. Thanks.
Steve, that's a good request and a good call, because I think we all saw that same route. And I want to say that perhaps the situation and the down distance came into play there, because that was a third down play, was it not?
What are you talking about? The bomb that he threw to Rome?
No.
When Rome was open and threw up the mailbox.
It was an RPO.
Oh, gotcha.
And I had a feeling that there would be a lot of those in this game just because of the nature of what they wanted to do. So as I understand, it was keeper option, and then Rome was downfield with enough separation. Aside from the defined throw in the second half where Rome, he did purposefully throw it to Rome in double coverage, Rome threw his hand up, and I'd say there was about 3 or 4 yards between him and the defenders. Williams decides to run for the first down. So that's what I'm wondering, if perhaps down and distance came into play there on the decision-making process.
Yeah, that's how I took that. I will say this, watching the replay from behind the line of scrimmage, so looking downfield and seeing him throw the mailbox up, Rome Odunze, I was like, oh, that's a touchdown if he makes that throw.
It's tiny.
I understood why he made the decision he made. I will say this, though. I do think he is too conservative. I think that's one of the things. But I also understand the balance right now. First half of the season, new head coach, new offense, why he is erring on the side of caution. And I'm okay with it as long as they keep piling up wins.
One thing in particular I'm looking forward to asking about Tim Jenkins. 1 o'clock today for Tim Jenkins, our quarterback guru. I want to ask him about some of the things. Because Troy Aikman, I don't know that he was unfairly hard on Caleb, but he wasn't missing a chance to critique Caleb. And I think on the overall, I appreciate it. One of the things that he kept saying was that he is not putting his wide receivers in a position to make a play after the catch. Yes, he's making completions, but there were times when he made completions where Troy Aikman's like, okay, if you let it loose a little bit sooner or at this point in the route, you're going to put your receiver in a position to succeed and maybe get 10 or 11 yards after the catch. And there was some of that, too, last night, obviously, with DeAndre Swift and the play to Luther Burden, which was absolutely sick at the right time. But I look forward to seeing if Tim Jenkins saw it the way Troy Aikman saw it at 1 o'clock.
Well, and frankly, I think, you know, Aikman's getting a lot of flack on our text line, and I understand, but he is making a lot of points that are valid. Like, I think the harder part would be if you thought Caleb Williams couldn't do those things. But I feel like in that specific play, it was a down and distance judgment. And he wanted the first down, so that's what he had to do. But that speaks to, again, he doesn't like throwing interceptions. You know, and there are times where I feel like that the ball, the design shot downfield, that was 2nd and 5, I believe.
Yeah, there was a second down.
And that was across the field, and it looked, I mean, I think he wants that, you know, Rome Odunze had so many times where he would just outleap everybody at Washington. He would be in double, triple coverage, and he would get it. you got to respect your opponents on the other side. Like, you can't confidently throw into double coverage like that and expect your guy to be that much better than the other two.
They were all just hanging out too. I mean, they were hanging out forever. Like, they could have like exchanged names and numbers while the ball was being thrown. Like, okay, it is literally a jump ball at this point. And I think Rome and Caleb knew it was going to be that.
And that's nitpicky, but I feel like that he's, our caller was right about the mailbox, like, put your hand up. DJ Moore's done it too, where guys have been open, and you've got to be okay with taking that risk sometimes. You know, you got to be okay with trying to hit that home run ball. But I get that for him, that might be a balance right now. We have so much more to come on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We go to our special teams expert, the longest tenured Bear. He's part of the pre and post game show, and he's next. Patrick Manley. Do we have anything to talk about? Maybe a game-winning field goal? I think we do. So we'll discuss that with him next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.